Welcome everybody, share number 1564. Learning today, Lila Nishmas Moshe Dov Ben Ravan Zisa Lila Nishmas Blima Basra Moshe Lerafur Shalema Yaakov Ben Sara. Getting back to the halachas of Muksa. Okay, so we're in the middle of the, of course, Simen Shin Ches, which is in the beginning, actually, of Simen Shin Ches. And we are trying to comb through the halachas of Muksa Machmas Chasarin Kis. By the way, I just said the word comb. That will be an example. Again, as we go down the line and things pop up here and there, we try and jump on it, you know, as it's fair. A comb, l'chayra, would be a regular comb, would be kli shemalachta le'isr. Again, we'll talk about that because a comb is not allowed to be used on Shabbos. Just throwing it out there, obviously. One is not allowed to comb their hair on Shabbos. Regular comb, so that would be kli shemalachta le'isr. Again, why? In other words, because it's being used for, that would not be chasarin kis. I want to make that clear. That would a regular comb in general is not something that people are so makbid on. But the fact that it's used to comb one's hair and pulls out hairs, that's the malacha of goizes, and one is not allowed to use it. So therefore, the utensil itself, the comb itself, is used for something that's also on Shabbos. That is kli shemalachta le'isr. Again, we'll see how that works. The malacha, the category of kli shemalachta le'isr. Okay, but I just wanted to talk a minute about getting back to our subject of chasarin kis. What makes something chasarin kis? In other words, you know, who says that this is chasarin kis, and because we said that it has to be something where the ashadam makbid aleha, ashadam makbid aleha, that said the person is not is makbid. Nobody else shouldn't be used for something else, and nobody else should use it in these type of things. So who makes that decision, right? So who's in charge of that, as they say, that department, right? Because we said last time you could have a cup, you could have a becher, even a becher that's klisha malach de lehetra. I'm allowed to drink. I'm allowed to make kiddush on Shabbos. I have to. So maybe I could use the becher. But if it's even a becher that I mamish have locked up, nobody should touch. Even myself, nobody's touching it. Period, because of the, I'm very makbid, it shouldn't be used for anything at all, because of its value, whatever the case is. So therefore, becomes chasarin kis. But who makes that decision? Is it the store that sold it to me? Is it like who make, right? So he explains, he brings down, does the Sefer Eis Halacha in actually the first in Nun Zayin, in Eis Katan Nun Zayin, all the way in the bottom, the first Eis Katan on the bottom. So he brings down the Lamaisa, I'm a Berolacha in the Mishabura, from the, it's Mashma from the Lashon and Mishabura and Berolacha, Mashma the Hakol Toli Bimak, Bikapedas Abailam. That is, in other words, it's totally in the das of the ba, of the ba, the one who owns this item, the one who owns this becher, the one who owns this pen, the one who owns this whatever, right? So it's totally in their das. Is somebody makbid on it or is somebody not makbid on it? Because one person could have this becher. For me, it's extremely sentimental. It is very special value to it because of you know, it came down the generations from fathers and grandfathers, whatever, sentimental value and these type of things. So for me, but somebody else, whatever. If I, let's say my friend has it, the same becher, right? So whatever, he uses it and that's it. It's very expensive and it could get ruined. Whatever, he uses it for kiddush. So for him, it would be not chasarin kis, and for me, it would be chasarin kis. So that's an important thing to keep in mind. In other words, his status of the becher and my status of the becher, two different things, right? We're talking about two different bechers, not the same becher, right? So mashma da kol totally, it's totally on the das of the baal. He brings down interesting further that kelim shein ba'alam makpilim l'shtamish boy. It's not always totally in that itself, whereby a person doesn't want anybody else to use it. Sometimes it could be that. So we saw last time from the Bir Halacha, one of the sort of, I don't know if you want to call it conditions or ways of looking at it, is a person sets it aside, like in a cabinet, in a whatever, and in a break front, you know, something like that. But you could have something that is not chasarin kis, the person's not that makbid, but still they might not want like kids to play with it or something along those lines. A lot of times a person will say they're not so makbid on a certain thing, but okay, but I don't want the kids to play with it. They can mamish, they'll ruin it. But they're not, it's not to the point where their mamish gonna put it aside, set it aside and then be very makbid that nobody should use it at all. So then it would talk not fall, that would not be enough to fall into chasarin kis, depending on the item. So he says that kalim she'ein ba'ala makpidim l'shtamish by alpha. manichim acherim b'kol shekein yelodim l'shtamish bayit, that kids shouldn't, start playing around with this item, whatever the item is. That doesn't necessarily, he says, einai machmas chasar and kiss. That doesn't necessarily put it into the status of chasar and kiss right away. They nafkamina kama b'nei adam ishtam shembay. In other words, we don't look at how many people the person lets use it. Well, I let this one use it, fine, but the other one can't use it, so good. Since you have five people, I don't let children use it, so it's chasar and kiss. But it's not totally in the amount of people that are allowed to use it. It's safe. Ain hu makbid milishtamish boy. The bottom line is, he says, even let's say I don't let kids use it, or I might not let certain people use it, but since I use it, let's say the case of the becher or whatever the case is, but it's being used, or in the case of anything, whatever the case is being, it's that, let's say in a case of a time where it's something that's allowed to be used, the becher or the item of clothing or whatever, so. But since it's being used, so enafkamina kama b'nei adam mishtam shem boy. It's not totally on the amount of people that use it. It's not totally on if I don't want children to play with it. Saif, ein hu makbid l'mishtam shem boy. Right? The bottom line is the person is not so makbid of its usage. That's what he's saying over here. So therefore, you can't say right? Just because of the fact you don't want certain people touching it or using it, that doesn't always make it chasar and kiss. It has to be mamish. A person, like we said in the Bir Halacha, sets it aside, and the mamish, it's very. Whatever the case is, mamash, nobody's touching it, it's set aside here and there, and it's very expensive, and it's set, likely we said, in the break front, nobody could touch it, nobody could use it, period, so that would be already classified. But just the fact you have some people you do let, some people you don't, or you don't want children to play around with it, that itself would not be enough to make it chasarin kiss, depending on the item, obviously, but we're just talking about the general concept. Thank you for listening. At Lachem Bracha Kol Tuv.